And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I feel a bit bad, but I feel like if I air this to you, you might understand. You know me, right?
Sure.
So I went to the Chappelle show, like I said, on Saturday, and it was at Rod Laver.
Yeah.
And I normally, if I've got Rod Laver tickets or whatever, normally I'll park at the Arts Centre and walk.
Okay.
Or I'll, if I've got time, I'll drive down the Yarra and try and find parking on the side there where all the barbecues and that are.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah.
Right? But my friends called us and they said, hey, come and park next door. So next door to Rod Laver Arena is a big car park. It's there for the footy and for the soccer and all that type of stuff, right? And it's like a multi-level one, so you drive up. Anyway, we got there really early and we got a park. Perfect, right? As you drive in, it says parking $30. And I kicked off. I was like, oh, you... What a rip-off! $30 for parking.
They were making mint. And the amount of cars that go through there, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't
believe it. I was thinking 12. You know, 12 bucks. 30 bucks. All right. Fine.
$12 in the city is pretty cheap.
Yeah, I know, but it's for an event. You're there for like 4 hours. Oh, I just thought, okay, I appreciate the hustle, okay, but $30. This is how I know I'm getting old.
Supply chain issues.
Supply and demand. Who am I to judge capitalism? Anyway, so I drove in there. It was me and my two mates in the car. They're like, we'll split it. Cool, whatever. Anyway, they had the gate down. Lady was there. She's like, just tap your card here. No worries. Got my card. Me and my friend were fighting. No, my card. Anyway, tap it. I got my card in. We went through. We parked. Enjoy the show and we come back. Now, if you've ever been to a gig where there's a car park nearby, there's a lot of people getting out at the same time.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
And basically, you can't breathe there because every car is on and every car is waiting in a small space.
Mountaineer.
Ah, there you go, right? So I had my car there and I was waiting in line like everybody else. And we were all, you know, I actually felt really good about myself because I was like letting someone in.
Oh,
then
bless.
Someone let me in. One for one. I like that one for one system.
You're too beautiful for this world.
No, I like that one for one system. If we're all merging into the one lane, your lane goes, then our lane goes, then your lane goes.
Sure.
Like, I don't understand. Everyone should do the one for one. Whatever, I'm no hero. I get down to the bottom and there's multiple lanes of everyone trying to get out. And I noticed the boom gate was down again. And so there was a lady sitting there and I put my window down. I said, oh, sorry, I've already paid when I came in because I scanned my card.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you prepay? And she was full. She was going me straight away.
Yeah.
The lady that worked.
To be fair, she's probably had this same conversation
exactly.
with 1,000 people before.
Right? Fine. And I said, oh, I scanned my card when I came in. She's like, you've got to scan your card. And I'm like, but I scanned it when I came in. I've already paid the $30. And then the car next to me had a window open and the passenger's like, you just got to scan with the same card again that you came in on. And then that's when they charge you, like when you leave. And I said, oh, thank you so much for being so helpful. I really appreciate you helping me in this situation.
Explaining.
Unlike some.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I said to the woman.
Yeah.
And then I scanned and then I was like, thanks so much for your help as I drove off. And then I was like, as I got around the corner, I said to my friend, I'm like, oh, I feel really bad.
No.
And he's like, nah, mate, it's fine. And I'm like, no, that was really.
So you drove around
really...
again and you paid another $30 just so you could go through the whole car park and apologise to her as you were leaving the second time.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So you may have been across this story over the last sort of couple of weeks. What are we? Yeah, maybe even last month. Peter Boll, who is an 800-metre runner and did very well, won the silver medal at the Commonwealth Games, came fourth, I believe, in Tokyo at the Olympics and sort of went viral for... he became a bit of a cult figure for Australia because he was, you know, because we don't have a lot of track stars. And he had that footage emerge of his whole family at his house in the lounge room.
Oh,
just going crazy when he won. So,
yes.
Or when he came second, rather, and won his way through. So he's a bit of a, he's a well-loved character, but he's found himself in a bit of hot water over the last month. If you're not across it, it basically... In October, he was tested, as they all are, drug tested, and he returned a positive reading for EPO, right? Performance enhancing sort of steroid sort of arrangement, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, they do a first test, and if you come back positive, bang, immediate suspension, and we'll go again, and we'll check, double check, you know?
Yep.
Right, so almost a month after it was sort of leaked, in January, that he'd come back positive. It's just come back that his second reading was negative.
When you say leaked, is the world not supposed to know that information?
Well, so he wasn't told beforehand that this was happening. He didn't get a tap on the shoulder and go, hey guys, or a phone call to say, hey guys, you're suspended because we got this. It was just sort of leaked out to the media from the people who did the testing to.
Oh,
and then
really?
So he read about it in the news like everybody else and then had to follow it up with them and they were like, yep.
Oh, that's not cool, is it?
It's very uncool. And so that's where they're at now. So the positive sample came out and then they've had a negative sample which then exonerates him and and is like, okay, well that was a false positive in the first test because you've come back for a second one. I think they might go around for a third one. But it's like the suspension's been lifted by Sports Integrity Australia. And he's come out and said, hey, look, I told everyone that I was innocent last month in January and I asked everyone in Australia to believe me and let the process play out. I was hopeful that process would exonerate me. This morning I'm relieved to report that it did. Now he and his lawyer are very, very annoyed.
Yes.
Because the results of the first test were leaked before a second test to confirm everything was done, you know?
Oh, that something's wrong there.
Well, the best part about it is the organisation that did the whole thing is called Sport Integrity Australia. So they got one job. It does what it says on the tin. Their name is Sports Integrity.
Yes, trust us.
And in trying to keep the integrity of sports, they've not displayed that same integrity.
No, exactly. I mean, I feel like integrity would be one of their core values. You know when you go to a workplace and it's all up in the on the workplace fridge?
Yeah.
It's like, these are our five values.
These are our core
brand values. At Sport Integrity Australia, integrity probably up there.
So SIA, Sport Integrity Australia, is it Sport Integrity or is it Selective Integrity Australia?
Yeah.
Ah, sick burn, Tom. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
Okay, it's time for you guys to reach deep inside and bring out your inner thespians.
Yes,
we are going to act out the scene from a movie, Loggy and I. And Tommy, you have to guess. Your record for guessing what we act hasn't been great over the course of the past 12 months.
You just set us up for that, Lingy.
It started strong, but then as you know, the big movies sort of got done and you had to sort of dig deeper, do deeper cuts, I started sort of tapping out because I don't watch movies. I don't watch a lot of movies, so this game probably doesn't play to my strength.
That's okay. You can't win them all.
Don't think for a second I was thinking that was on us, the fact he can't guess. That's all on him.
It is.
Our acting has been exemplary.
Ready for this? Because
it's so funny how it changes between when you're acting and when you're guessing.
Yeah, it really is. You do expect a lot. But today, once we finish acting, we will say, and scene. And then you will have to guess. Are you ready, Tom?
Yes. Can I just quickly ask, is it a two-person scene or will one of you be playing more than one character?
No, two-person scene.
Okay, excellent. All right, go if you like.
Here we go. I was getting... Okay. I need the reason. Don't say money. Why do this?
Why not do it? Because yesterday, I walked out of the joint after losing 4 years of my life and your cold-decking team beat Cover Boys. Because the house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big and then you take the house.
Been practicing that speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Yeah. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed it.
No, it was good. I liked it. Team beat thing was a bit harsh. And scene.
Oh, it's good. That was really good acting, guys. I enjoyed that.
Thanks. Me too. I felt it was good.
I don't think I know what it is, though.
Okay.
Once again.
Can you give me a
So think about it. So betting, taking the house.
Unless when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big and you take the house.
You take the house.
Is it a movie, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of the point of the segment.
Okay, what about if we give you the actors? I was playing Brad Pitt.
And I was the really, really good-looking George Clooney.
Oh, Ocean's 11?
Yeah! Yes!
That was definitely not where I was going.
Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech.
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed it.
No, it was good. I liked it.
I don't know why, but I love George Clooney.
Oh, who doesn't?
Was it similar like me, George Clooney, that silky smooth voice? Was it?
Yeah, that's why I got it so easily. that's why I nailed it first go. Well done to both of you,
Thank
though.
You.
Great acting. I'm give you a round of. I'm not going to give myself the winner sound effect because I don't think I deserve it. But you guys deserve a round of applause.
Yeah.
So well
Thanks,
done,
Tommy. Thank
I
you.
Feel seeing returns next week.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au.
That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Is it crisp? Would you call it crisp out there? Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely no wind either.
Yeah.
Chilly. No wind. Chilly.
That's not okay.
Oh, yes.
It's got to be under 10. It's a winter thing. You don't want to burn that so early this year. It's still
mate,
summer.
It will never burn. No. It'll burn you, but not us.
People ask me about it all the time.
No.
I stop and ask about the chilly no wind.
We get asked about chilly no wind.
Oh, my God.
Or we'll get people, a bit chilly no wind today.
No one says that.
Yes.
No one's ever said that.
Yeah, and also
no
messages on the
chilly.
Socials
that
as well.
That is such a lie.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Logan Paul and KSI were in Australia. They were in Sydney. They were on the Today Show. The street was packed with people. Great buzz about their huge, huge stars. We were watching like a lot of people on TV, and then something happened that just made me go, oh, can we please stop this? The Aussie, Aussie, Aussie chant.
I love it. I love that you've brought this to the table, mate, because I have always been off on Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. I thought the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, that's cringe. Whatever happened to come on, Aussie, come on, come on.
I do like
come
that one better.
Come on, Aussie, come on.
I'll admit, but I love an Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. In international sports especially, like it just gets you up and about. I don't know why. I just don't find it cringe.
No, no, no. Tom and I are on the same page. Loggy, I don't know what's going through your brain, but let's see. Who agrees with us and who agrees with you? Dean from Corio is on the line. Dean, are you an Aussie, Aussie, Aussie kind of guy?
Sort of doesn't really faze me too much, but it actually originates. We actually stole it anyway, so.
Oh!
Who from?
That doesn't sound Australian.
It actually originated back from one of the mining days back in Poland, Holland, or somewhere like that. Originated from the pasty, the Oggie. And the bloke used to go around in the mines with a cart. On the pasties, he'd yell out Oggie, Oggie, Oggie for the miners.
Oh.
And then the Aussies ended up picking it up as Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Oh, so it was Oggie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Yeah. Oh. They used to walk around with a cart in the mines yelling out Oggie, Oggie, Oggie to the workers.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind that.
Because they used to be half meat, half pastry type of a pie back then.
Right. I'm really scared because I feel like a punchline is coming and I'm just like, hang over that dump button. No offense, Dean. I just feel like, you know, that was a really good setup for a joke.
Well, I had no idea about its origin. So thank you for that one, Dean. Tim from Torquay, where do you sit on this one?
No, cringe, put it away. But I think we've got a new one for the office for K-Rock. You've got Loggy, 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 Oi, Oi, Oi.
Yeah. And we do love that one.
That's except it sounds more like Loggy, 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 Oi, Oi, yeah. Oi.
Yeah. Emily and Charlemont, what do you think? Are you all for Aussie, 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 Oi, Oi, Oi?
I'm against. I mean, I don't have a cool story like everybody else. But it makes me want to turn inside myself when I hear it.
Yeah, Sam. Good
work. Did you ever think it was cool?
No, not really. My daughter does. She's been doing it all the time now.
Yes. That's right. Oi, oi, oi. Somewhat. It's a remix.
All right. I am pleased but surprised at the response that we've gotten.
Matt in Lovely Banks. Maddie, are you for or against? Are you cringe or non-cringe?
G'day, legends. I'm off it. I can't get behind it anymore.
Okay.
I shot one off at an event in Hawaii, and I had this swelling moment of Aussie pride, and I shot it off, Aussie, 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 and there was one couple that replied, it traumatized me, and surrounded by all these Yanks looking at me going, what the?
Yeah.
I just thought, nah, not cool.
That's amazing.
See, that's personal trauma. You can't really take that as a...
Points for trying, though.
Points for trying.
Outstanding, Maddie.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.